Ooh. Excuse me, everybody. I just had a mad coughing fit. I hope everyone is well. Good morning, good afternoon, and buenos dias, and welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel on this fine Wednesday. Sadly, our my co-host, my confidant, Paula, she is doing some personal things today and will probably not be with us, sadly. She might be. She might not be. Letitia and Queenie will hopefully join us just shortly. But I swear to God, I literally think about an hour or two after the show yesterday, Diddy got some big boy charges. Big boy charges. We ain't messing about. It's serious shizness. No bail. We're going to read into this. We're going to get into this. Then, oh, right. So, I had Dan do the moon bump squat and bend thing. Holy shit. We're okay. Excuse me, sorry my language. I just might knock my coffee over. So, also new light thing. Yeah. Yeah. How old am I? Is this a goddamn Warcraft gaming stream, or is this a 40-year-old man in a cupboard under his stairs? I'm just saying. Good morning, Canada. How are you? So, I had Dan do the squat down thing like in that video, right? Now, if she concentrated and focused without heels on in a maternity outfit, okay, which is a big thing here, because Megan was wearing a suit dress and high heels, it was possible to do, but was an unnatural sort of action, if that makes sense. Dan's awesome. Dan is at her mum's tonight with Thor. Because your boy makes a big mess and he's been tearing the house apart, and Dan sometimes looks at it and goes, my autistic brain's like, everything's fine, decompartmentalizing everything and just visualizing where everything's going. So she'll be back Friday. I've done some amazing Pokemon deals over the last couple of weeks. No one cares. But if you do like Pokemon and you have some nostalgia to Pokemon, in the next couple of weeks, I am doing a ridiculous opening to relaunch my Whatnot account. So yeah, stay tuned for that. No, I'm not blaming anyone. Don't worry. But it was interesting because if she had heels on, she said there's no way she could have done it. Okay, but in her head, it's like, her body's putting herself in a position where everything's forcing up into the baby. So you naturally kind of want to, you know, not have your knees together, if that makes sense. But we're working on it. We're working on it. Don't worry. Now, today we're covering a bunch of stories, right? I don't know if any of you know who Roman G is or have heard about the Roman G case. Wild. Wild. We've got some fun stuff. We're looking at the supermoon. Apparently, hope you had good times with me. I did have good times with my brother. Hadn't seen my brother in close to 20 years. It was really, really good. In fact, I might have a little video clip, which I'll play for you later. It's one of the mods reminds me. Pagers. Now, you know, we don't really talk too much about the angry men around the world that like to just drop big boom booms on each other. We don't really talk about it too much, but we need to talk about some things because 9 dead, 2,800 injured as pagers explode across Lebanon. So I think I'm going to just set a new algorithmic term in place. I'm going to call these people HB, right? Okay, HB, and this one is going to be Izzy. Okay, so HB and Izzy. All right, just so we know. But we need to read into this because this is wild. Okay, well, so what are you telling me? That Izzy allegedly what? Got a whack of pagers to be turned into something that can end game people when they decide to. Because if so, right, that is the maddest thing I've ever heard, right? the maddest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life. I'm hoping, right? Now, here's what I'm hoping. Okay, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping what we're going to find out is that these pagers had a very large lithium battery, okay, that through source code, right, being added to the pager. So, like, for example, when you update your phone, through source code, it overheated something to create a small enough explosion that it would make a hole in the lithium battery, which would then... let me just show you what lithium batteries do. We covered this, but I think it's important that people see. So
very lesson that as
so this is a dog, right? Oh no, it's not. It's Ron. How are you doing? So this is a wonderful little doggo here. A scene we all possibly can see as familiar. Has picked up a battery pack here. Now, granted, a battery pack's a pretty big lithium battery, right? But I just want you to watch. This is simply through lithium batteries coming into contact with oxygen. It's not like with a pew-pew when the pin hits the little charge and makes a tiny little explosion and then shoots the thing out. There's no piercing an explosion from it containing an explosive. It is just through the contact of oxygen. So have a look. Again, just oxygen.
One family saying, doggone it, Tulsa's fire department shared this home surveillance video you got to watch of a dog chewing a portable battery that's meant to charge cell phones. The battery is a lithium ion battery, which, as you can see, can spark fires when damaged. You know, like when a dog chews.
So that's a big lithium battery, okay? And I honestly think that if one that size exploded in your pocket, right, I think you'd have a terrible day, but would it end game you? Would that end game you? I think maybe you'd have a terrible day and you would never, ever really fully recover from it, but would it? Interesting, interesting. We're going down the rabbit hole, Rob. Okay, we're rabbit holing this one this morning because pagers, mate. What? What? Oh, yeah, the dog. Of course the dog. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a bad time. So I wanted to rule out source code of some kind being used or a battery, because arguably the battery that we're seeing there is maybe, what, 20 times the size of a rechargeable pager battery or a rechargeable phone battery, let's say. But maybe that doesn't mean anything in the scale of how explosive it is. I don't know. I just wanted to rule it out. We will get to it. It's a wild one. It's wild. All right, Diddler. Oh, man. Oh, we got some artwork here as well. Like, does anybody know anybody whose job it is to do this artwork? Yeah, listen, Aussie, let's just... Do you know what? The world's bad enough. The dogs were fine. Mr. Baby Oil, I'm not being funny, but do you know how flammable baby oil is? Like, I just want to say, at some point, there's been a stag do in Vegas with candles everywhere, and someone has got a dancing lady who has covered herself in it, and just, Ghostface! Yes, I remember Ghostface. What's happening, my G? So yeah, it's flammable. I just want to say it's real flat. Like, I take little bottles of it when I go camping as a fire accelerant, and it's wild. So yeah, you know, there's been at least one dancing Vegas lady who's went up in flames and been buried out in the desert because no one's wanted taking an accountability. Okay, so the Diddler. Okay, denied bail after pleading not guilty to ST charges. All right, let's just... Okay, let's just... We're going to get comfy. All right, we're going to get comfy for this one. All right. Okay. Also, can I... Would you mind if I do this, everybody? There we go. If anyone's watching on a 40-inch television screen right now with all the lights out, you're welcome. Combs detained as he waits trial over ST charges. Rapper and hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been detained pending a trial after pleading not guilty to three federal charges. He was charged in New York with racketeering. That's a fun one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Let's just. Racketeering is a type of organized crime in which the perpetrators set up a coercive, fraudulent, or extorting, basically. Okay, so I just wanted to point that out. Racketeering is a fun way of saying organized crime, okay? And it's important that we all understand that, right? Let's learn together, people. ST, fairly straightforward. Now, this is another one. So ST by force is a completely different charge than, say, if you are a working lady and you have a PIMP, okay, and that PIMP takes you from place to place to place to place to place, but you're all right with it, like it's not a hostage scenario, that would be ST, but not through force. So that's the bad, that's like the Cat A version. And transportation to engage in, oh wow. So if we've got this and this, we could assume then that this part of this, I mean, this is dark, man. This is really dark. The judge overseeing the case ordered Combs to be held without bail after hearing arguments from prosecutors that he would be tempted to flee the country. Tempted. Prosecutors accused Combs, 54, of creating a criminal enterprise. Listen, I bet this is the one time Suge Knight has been so pleased about his jail sentence, whose members under his direction engaged in ST, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery. Now, again, when people hear forced labor, they think, oh, that sounds ridiculous, because they think of, you know, what images come to your brain, all the rest of it. But, you know, having some poor guy who you've got blackmail on that has to, you know, do the sound rigging or you know, run cables and he ain't getting paid, same thing. Combs denies, how you doing, Shane? What's happening, brother? Shane, you want to come and join me? I'll send you a link, mate. I mean, you probably won't, but, you know, it'd be good to hear from you. And I'm mid-rant as well, so you just need to bear with me for a couple of minutes, but I'm going to send you a link. Because you're just so boofful. You're so goddamn boofful. All right. Oh, shit. You've got sent me a voice message that I've not listened to either. Sorry, mate. All right. Prosecutors Combs of creating criminal enterprise. Combs denies the accusations and his defense team have pledged to fight the charges. If found guilty, he faces up to life in prison. Wow. Okay. We are going deeper. That is serious, guys. Like, that is serious. How we doing, Dodes? How we doing, Nikki? How we doing, Goober? Nikki, Wild Aussie. Plum, what's happening? Like, I'm not being funny. That is serious charges. Like, that is serious, serious charges. Racketeering. Well, listen, the man on the... Surely, here, Kelly, right? Let me put it this one. Let's answer this, right? Who do you feel, if we have one card that's the man on the island who's no longer here, you know who I'm talking about, and then we have P. Diddy, who would you feel has more friends in high places? Because I would have said man on the island. Do you know what I mean? Oh, how we doing, bro?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, you're coming at a good time. I just asked a question, right? So who would you feel, who do you feel would have more friends in high places? The man on the island who passed away or P. Diddy? Out of the two of them, and don't think about it, who would you feel would have the most friends in high places?
In high places, Epi.
Yeah. The man, because that's what I said. I feel like the man on the island would have had more friends in high places. So was it Kelly that said that? Yeah, Kelly. With that in mind, what do you think is going to happen? Because I think the man on the island would have had a better chance than Diddy, like, because you know Diddy's got some stuff. That photographer or videographer said that Diddy had him basically record everything all day, every day. And we know that there's been recordings of the SA. And if anyone has seen him battering his wife, oh, Phil, do you mean like the man on the island did, Phil?
Well, you got to remember, they've already got a video of him battering her coming out of an elevator.
Dude, this is the thing. I was just going to say this. If you've seen that video footage, it's horrific, right? But it reeks of this ain't my first time.
Oh, yeah. Again, there's definitely that's a lot of I've been here and done this before type of actions. And you got to think with him in asking that was a good question as far as the high places thing, because Epi had friends that could get to him, but not quite as fast because they would have to go through low level friends to do that. Whereas in the Diddler, he's already got people that are in places that are in prison, like Suge Knight, and other people that at the drop of the hat and a couple $100 on their commissary will make him go to sleep quick.
Listen, do you know, I think Suge Knight at this point has to be saying he's never been more grateful to have been incarcerated for the last however long. Do you know?
Yeah, I think he would have been gone a long time ago. Did I lose you or did you lose me?
No, I know what my camera, something just went crazy.
That's okay.
So what do we think, people? Do we think we're going to see Epstein 2 with P. Diddy in prison? Or do you think we're going to see this one ride it out? Oh, we've lost Ron.
I think he'll actually ride it out. He'll probably make out better because that's more his background. I mean, the hood, the streets and everything else, prison's all part of that, where the island boy, I mean, he never had been through anything like that, and he just couldn't, I don't think, could take being there. And
well, no, that's the problem. He already had charges. He was already charged years ago with, in fact, let me look it up for you, mate, because
yeah, I don't think he didn't spend any substantial time, and what time he did do was more
you mean the jail side of it. It was Maybe, but I mean, his missus is doing all right.
Yeah, that's true too. That's very true too. But I mean, money still talks, and she still got it. So,
well, do you know what else is weird? I personally think that they were the replacements for, well, not necessarily, but I think the Wests, right, the murderous Wests, were also part of a gathering group that would require people, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's interesting that she's alive and in prison, and he's not.
Well, wait till you find out that the island boy and the Diddler actually probably spent some time together at some point in their lives.
Listen, that's a big fat allegedly, but I fully agree with your big fat allegedly. I fully endorse that allegedly. Yeah. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else because I think that's us. I think that is it. I think it's just the charges. The arrest was the news yesterday. The charges are the news today. And I just want to just slap it up on the screen again. Racketeering, bro. Like, that is not the one. When Sean was in prison, like, did you see Sean's Banged Up Abroad episode?
Say that again.
Did you see Sean Atwood's Banged Up Abroad episode?
Yes.
Like, I'm not being funny. When they were trying to hit him with the RICO shit, right? He was facing like 240 years in prison or something.
Yeah,
like.
RICO charges they don't play with because they figure it's a trickle down effect. If you cut the head off the snake, you technically take everybody out. So
I'm telling you, racketeering is the one underneath RICO, right? I'm telling you now. Racketeering is not a charge you want to be hit with. Neither is the trafficking by force, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean he'll do at least 25 years bare minimum, even if he strikes a deal. I mean that if he doesn't strike a deal, a plea bargain, he'll end up probably doing life.
Well, here's an interesting one for you, right? Oh, listen. Fully endorse that as well, Gigi. Cat Williams, if you need anyone doesn't know Cat Williams, you're welcome. You have just had the rest of your afternoon wasted watching some of the best comedy you're ever going to see in your life. I fully endorse his statement about candles. Okay, sometimes you just need to relax and, you know, don't worry about that energy bill because you got a packet of candles that need burning. fully endorse that too. Martin, is that right, Martin? Yeah. 100% the old C word on the screen there right now. They're a little bit spicy. Yeah, 100%. So again, this is massive, right? And exactly what Sean said, as Shane said there, if we're looking at a quarter of a century minimum charge, right, what are we going to see happen, right? Because I'm amazed that he's not got bail, right? Does this mean, Shane, that the judge that was the member of the international crew that's friends with all of these, did he have a sick day and didn't turn up? And we've actually got a judge who ain't going to stand for this shizniz?
Yeah, well, that and I think they think that he'll jump too if he made bail. He could fly anywhere in the world he wanted to, and
yeah,
you know, he's got all the money in the world he needs to go somewhere and never turn up again.
Yeah. Everyone's backing up exactly what you said there. Sadly, Paula is doing something personal today, and she's absolutely fine, and she will be back about she'll be back in about an hour. So if we're still here. She says she's going to come and join us. Let me send her the link. I think I've sent her the link already, obviously. But yeah, also Friday night, man. I am planning the biggest Royal Mess, the Royal Mess reunion, a 3-hour show just for the Royal community, for the fans of the Royal community, for the fans of all the people that are coming. Drama-less, love-fueled, reunited, and all for the freaking community, my guys. You're going to love it.
And you're doing this when?
Friday, Royal Mess, 8:30.
Okay.
I'm waiting on basically every single guest we've ever had. I'm waiting on all of them getting back to me so that we can have the biggest rotating panel of guests that we've ever had. Because it's all about you guys. I honestly, if people want to pick fights, that's fine. But we'll do that on my channel where it's a personal thing and I'm not dragging it into work. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Not dragging it into work. And I'm certainly, if any, I'm just not interested, man. But I will say this. If you are a horrific human being and you do bad things towards women or children, and you're in any community that I am near, and I find out who you are, you don't want that. All right. So I suggest you shut down your channels. If you are one of these creepy people, because Ron has got the itch again. Ron has got the itch again.
They make cream for that.
Oh no, I wish they did, man. I wish they did.
Sorry, I had to say that.
Yeah, I'm speaking to one of our community members next week, getting an update from her, and I'm about to drop a video on an Australian Instagram-based grooming, blackmailing PDF ring that is no longer in existence. And then we've got the Vega interview. So yeah, I've got good. I've got a little bit of traction back on my channel now. So I tried doing stuff on Sean's channel, but it just, even when I censored it all, it was still a monetizing nightmare.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, also, Eb22, I've got parental guidance is going to start up again, which is, I think it's probably going to be fortnightly, but that's my educating parents show. And I've got two episodes that I done last year on Facebook that I'm going to upload, which is terminology and symbology and terminology that you want to know as parents. And on the very first night, I'm going to show you how to set up an Android tablet for a child under the age of 10 securely, all right, and show you how to monitor this stuff, because it's really easy, and I think a lot of you just don't know what you're doing, and that's okay.
It's easier than what people think, and you can even buy tablets that have kids mode locked right into them. It's just a lot of people,
it's not even kids mode,
look, you know,
kids mode is bullshit. There shouldn't be anything on your kid's phone that has a kids mode. There shouldn't be anything that was for an adult or a kid that has a kids mode. And this is the thing. This is the mindset we're going to learn about. And, I'll post the Discord again. Yeah, I'll post the Discord again. Right, anyway. So, P. Diddy, mad. Absolutely mad. And, again, it's one to watch, because I think we're probably going to see something tragic. I'm not lying. I think we're going to see some tragedy happen. Right, I'm posting the Discord. There we go. All right. So the next thing that I want to talk about is a case about Roman G. You heard about this case, Roman G, in anywhere at all, Shane? Anyone heard of Roman G?
No, I have not.
So Roman G is a teenager from Russia who went into his school with a hammer and a knife and slit a bunch of people's throats and tried to murder a bunch of people with a hammer.
Oh, Jesus.
So what? What, mate? The teenager named Roman G has revealed in police testimony leaked to local media his reasons for his brutal attack on his classmates, including slicing, you know, a girl's throat.
Is this the one that just happen recently?
Well, we're going to find out. This was from 2 days ago. So we're going to find out. The suspect, a boy named Roman G, was detained on site and later taken to hospital after the sickening incident. A female victim, named as 13-year-old Valerie E, lost consciousness after she was hit on the head by a hammer and had her throat slit in the disturbing incident. She was rushed to hospital in serious conditioning following the attack in the school in Chelyabinsk, Russia. The boy's testimony was leaked to Russian media. Speaking to police, Roman revealed his reasons behind the horrific attack. During the talks, he said that he had wanted to broadcast it online. This is the victim here.
Oh, my God. I did hear about that, but I didn't hear names. I just kind of heard the circumstance and that it was in Russia, but I didn't know that's what it happened. Yeah.
Asked why he said, so everyone would look at me, he said. A police officer asked if he wanted to become famous, to which he answered, well, yes. I mean, let's be honest. It's shocking that it's a kid, but it's nothing we've not heard from before, from serial killers, from people that have done these things. It's their want for fame. There's actually a subculture on YouTube that when they do reports and discuss on people who've done these things, they don't show the pictures and they don't name their actual names, so they don't get any credit. So I think that's what, from moving forward, there'll be certain cases where I do that, because I think that's a good idea. Of the attack, he said, I changed my clothes. I was also planning to broadcast online, but it didn't work. So I stuck the hammers in my belt. There were two hammers, a pistol, and a knife. Then the boy came here. I told him to get out, and he went. I ran there to the biology class. I ran to the blackboard, stopped abruptly, shot the girls twice very quickly. Then I started hitting them with hammers. Oh, the first time on the head. Then she covered herself, and I hit her again. Then I hit Masha on the head, and then Audrey ran. He called to me. I hit him on the head. He covered his head, then ran. Jesus. He was finally detained here in the school toilets. The other wounded students were named as Andre V and Maria R, both 13. This is wild. He was also undergoing surgery. A grandmother of the wounded girl said he went into the classroom, sat there for a while, came out with a gun, an axe, a knife, and this is what happened, she added. How did they let him get into the school? I don't understand. It's just horrible. News outlets like Baza report that Roman came to the school in all black in the middle of the first lesson, but did not go straight to the classroom, but walked past and went towards the toilet. A few minutes later, he ran screaming into the classroom where the biology lesson was taking place and started waving the hammer. First, he hit the girls on the head, then the teacher. Then after that, Roman hit another girl and another boy and ran out of the classroom and ran down the corridor. What? What, mate?
That's crazy.
What? Now, there's a picture up here of Roman G, but he's covered in blood, and I don't want to show it because skip, and all of that stuff. I'm not being funny, but running into a school with, like, listen, if any of you have ever seen the movie Leon, right? There was 13. They were all, I think he was 13 as well. Don't quote me on that, but the photo looks about 13. There was a quote in that, right, where he talks about how when you're learning to be an assassin, you learn with a rifle first because it puts maximum distance between you and the target. But the last thing you learn is the knife because it's up close and it's personal, right? Yes, he is. I think it's 7 or 7. I can't remember, mate. Whatever time you say it is, that's the time it is. Just so you know, because I can't, my head's all over the place. So when you look at, so for example, there's a big difference in my head between someone who goes into their school with a pew pew and pew-pews a bunch of people, right? There's someone who goes in with a hammer, okay, and some knives, and does the same style thing, but up close and personal. That is a different brain, my guys. Different brain. Like,
that's a whole different intellect, or not intellect, yeah. a whole different
you know, mindset. And there's a big difference between a knife and a hammer. You know, there's a reason why we don't have combat hammers. They're a bit, you know, it's all a bit inhumane. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, there is actually such a thing as a tactical hammer, but we'll get into that's another story. There's a tactical shovel as well, but we'll get into that too.
Normal folks don't know that, Ron.
There actually can be some. Listen. We're actually covering that, Kareen. Thank you very much for the support. We're getting to that. I like to leave the stuff that's like quite serious. I mean, this is serious too, but this isn't a global issue. So I try and leave that for the end of the show so that it's a maximum audience reach, because sometimes if you actually watch the show, you'll see an initial viewer boost. And then when we get to 25 to 30 minutes, we get another boost. And then around about 40 minutes, we get another boost. And that's how long it takes YouTube to actually bother sending notifications. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. Oh, also, Kareen, if you weren't here earlier, when we talk about this, all right, this here we refer to as Izzy, okay? And this here we're going to be referring to as HB, okay? HB and Izzy. All right, just so you know, welcome to the algorithm. And here's some more from this story. School Rampage, boy 13. This is the teacher here. This is some of the school. Critical condition, people being taken out. Here's a picture of the teacher.
That all goes back to when you get a lot of the people on the American side that basically go back and completely blame firearms for all these tragedies. You know, yes, he had a gun, but knives, hammers.
I don't think he used it. Well, here's the thing. This is the thing, right? It's America that's got all the gun problems, but America also has a terrible mental health system. Okay, right. There's the two go coincide. There's countries who are more heavily armed than America, citizens-wise, around the world. Hunting rifles, pistols, all this stuff, but they have free healthcare. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm getting at is, I mean, you don't have to have a weapon to hurt somebody.
Correct. Anything's a weapon.
Goes on where you guys are, I mean, is happening with knives and hammers and sticks and twigs and everything else. So it's like, you know.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but we've all seen John Wick. We all seen what can happen with a pencil. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. So, if you wanted to actually have a serious discussion where the whole world changes overnight about knife crime, you would have to ban every knife but kitchen knives and medical scalpels and things like that, where you have to have a household license for the knives and they have to be stored like a gun in a gun cabinet in America. You'll probably find that you would have to have handles in one safe and blades in another and then build them. That would solve it. Okay? But that's never going to happen.
Anything harder than what you're hitting can be used as a weapon to do.
Oh, no, Shane, actually, wait a second. Wait, it turns out if you're actually planning on killing someone, you're just going to use something else. Okay, so it turns out now, instead of stabbing you a couple of times with a bladed weapon, I'm going to take an hour using a fork, okay? And I'm going to kill you real slow. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's one of those. They're just going to move on to something else. We need
to spoon you to death.
John Wedger gave a great, like, legal ex-policeman perspective on it all. And, of course, I just give angry father from Scotland perspective on it. And it's an interesting argument because he wants to see lots more, like, stop and searches and more power for the police on the streets and all of this. And I'm just like, let's just charge the parents. All right? Let's just say if you've got a child who's under the age of 16 and they do anything wrong, there's a chance you're going to get done for it too. And watch everyone's arsehole go. And no child ever be allowed outside ever again. All of a sudden, all the nice children who don't do anything wrong are outside again. The streets are theirs. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm sorry, parents, right? I'm a parent too. But I think anyway, listen, we're not trying to solve the world. We're just talking about it. So let's move on to our next case, right? Let's do one more before we do the exploding pagers. Okay. All right. You want some good news, Shane?
Sure.
Hey, Instagram boosts privacy and parental control on teen accounts.
Oh, boy, that'll help.
Wow. Wow. Keep it in mind, we did a live stream, 2 years ago after that lizard that owns Facebook announced that he wanted to do Instagram for 8-year-olds?
Yes.
Remember that shizniz?
I do.
So now that we've had Australia put forward, now I'm not saying the two are linked, Shane. Nothing suspicious about Australia announcing their ban of social media for children and Instagram hooping themselves, and releasing this nonsense. Let's find out more. All right. So, Shane, I'm going to mute you just while I read this.
Okay.
No, mute yourself. Because my brain wants to pay attention to your air conditioner. Instagram is overhauling the way it works for teenagers, promising more built-in protections for young people and added controls and reassurance for parents, of course. The new teen accounts are being... Oh, brilliant. Yes, let's label them and then group them all together in one place.
Can anybody point out the possible issue with labeling teen accounts and grouping them all together? 10 points for the winner.
They will turn many privacy settings on by default. Oh, well, if they're on by default, there's no way a 13-year-old in 2024 could figure out how to bypass that shizniz. Wow. For under 18s, including making their content unavailable to people who don't follow them. Wow. So you mean a private account and making them... So what, before they couldn't privatize the accounts. Okay, sus. And making them actively approve all new followers, like a private account. But children age 13 to 15 will only be able to adjust the settings by adding a parent or guardian to the account. Brilliant. I wonder how quickly... Do you know what? Let's see how quickly we can bypass that. Social media companies under the pressure of the worldwide to make platforms safer with concerns that not enough is being done to shield people from the harmful content. How about this, mate? How about the actual scientists, right, who for years in school and university didn't have girlfriends, weren't getting laid, and dedicated themselves to actual data, right? And they've produced statistics showing the mental health impact. Okay, it's got nothing to do with So what you're saying is an air-filtered hot bitch on Instagram is unsafe content you're going to film from a child. I don't think that's going to work like that. Okay? I don't think it's going to work like that. UK children's charity NSPCC said Instagram's announcement was a step in the right direction. Really? I bet this takes me 20... I bet we bypass this. I tell you what, I'll do a live countdown of how long it takes for us to bypass this. But added that the account settings can be put the emphasis on the children's parents needing to be there, keep themselves safe. Randy Governor, the NSPCC's online children's safe policy manager. So what's stopping me, right, Randy? You and me, we're young kids, right? Shane, you and me, we're young kids, right?
Right.
And we've got a phone each. We've got a mobile phone each. And we set up, we've got our underage accounts. And we're going to set up a fake parent on the third phone, okay? Because hey, what are they going to do? We're going to like ask for some friggin' ID or some shit. I don't think so. And then we add that as our mum or our dad to our... I mean, do you see where I'm going with this? If there's right. any kids watching, don't try that. Prevent harmful content. Meta describes the changes as a new experience for teens guided by parents. It says we better support parents and give them peace of mind that their teens are safe and the right... Listen, man... It makes me really angry. Ian Russell, whose daughter Molly viewed content about self-harm and suicide on Instagram before taking her life at 14, told the BCC it was important to wait and see how the new policy is implicated. Because even they know it's not enough. Even Ian, right? Freaking Ian, who lost his daughter Molly, is like, all right, mate, we'll wait and see.
Funny, you talk about that too. Have you heard about Emily Gold? She was a young lady that was on America's Got Talent. She was a cheerleader, did dance and everything on there. She took her own life the other day, and it's all over the news here.
Oh my God.
And everything because of something with social media that she was being harassed and bullied on social media. They don't know everything, but her parents found
17
her.
Years old.
Yeah, she was a senior in school and had done America's Got Talent a couple seasons ago. I was just reading it in between you talking and everything. So, sorry about the fan in the background. I didn't realize that
it was. It's fine when you're talking and when, or if I'm just talking, but when I'm trying to read something, my brain's like, let's just listen to that. I know you want us to read the stuff on the screen, but we're just going to make you listen to that. And you'll hear me reading it, and I'll get to a word like gold, and I'll be like, why don't I recognize that word? And my brain's going, because the sound of that's way better than the part of your brain that accesses memory right now.
It's better you suddenly fall asleep, one to two.
Yeah, welcome to content hosted by autistic ADHD Ron. What's happening? What's happening,
guys? Squirrel.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Dan is so amazing with my ADHD, right? Where I think last night, four times she had to ask me the same thing, because each time I got up to go and do the thing, I seen a squirrel and went off on a big explanation, or I started singing. Like, you have no idea what my life is like when the camera's not on. If I could live in a musical, I would be totally fine with it. Like, I would be, dude, I'm not being funny. I would be fine with it, right? I would be so fine with it. Like, imagine arguments where every time you were about to have an argument, music started to come on and you were like, well, you were wrong and I am right. And you just burst it. I mean, how much better a world would all negative confrontation be in musical world?
Yeah, but why am I now picturing you chasing Willy Wonka with a blunt in your hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. But I mean, honest to God, like
cigarette, I'm sorry.
Secretly, I wish I could play the piano like a legend. And secretly, I wish I had the balls to sing, because I just love singing. I love it. Right. Anyway, I'm just smoking my cigarette. Let's read about this horrific crap. Los Osos High School dancer, America's Got Talent contestant Emily Gold, 17, has died on Friday. Oh, wow. Gold was found dead by, yeah, okay. The state of feeling, when officers arrived, look at the feeling, 17 years old, was struck by at least, wait a second. When the officers arrived, they located a female 17-year-old who was struck by at least one other vehicle in the carpool lane on Eastbound. The female had come, what?
What?
Please, so, what?
I just read that they found her dead, but I mean, I'm guessing it sounds like she just ran out into traffic.
Oh, man. Right. In a statement shared with California, with People California High School, said
Friday the 13th of all days.
Yeah. Highway Patrol responded to a pedestrian down in lanes when officers arrived. Yeah, I mean, did she run out into traffic? Did she maybe, I mean, they would say if she jumped off something, right?
Why would they even assume it was the S word if she was just trying to cross? I mean, it was at midnight, and it was late at night too. So I don't, that's weird. I thought I'd read it was something different. I mean, they just said they found her, but I was just skimming over it. So
shit. Hang on.
But the one article I read was like in one of those junk books, and it was, or junk magazines, just talking about she had possibly been bullied, and but that was it.
Well, I mean, listen. They said the S word. They said that she had taken her own life. So there must be evidence of that, okay?
Right.
Because obviously, someone running out into traffic. There's 101 other stories that could be why someone runs out into traffic, but they are stated openly that this is case closed. So we're not going to question. But what a goddamn shame.
my heart goes out to anyone who's affected by people who take their life into their own hands, but especially parents who've had children. It's just, I cannot imagine. I've lost a child, but you come to terms with it because it was a premature baby, there was complications, all of this. But I mean, I had seven days with my little girl, and I couldn't even imagine the guilt the parents must have. This feeling of self-blame must be absolutely haunting. Of course, it's irrational.
Well, do you remember when I had my best friend in 2006 that because he was going to court over a DRUG case, something minor, he decided to go to the top of a 300-foot span bridge and jumped off instead of going to court?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he was not facing any time or anything, but his mother was a drug and rehab counselor, and his father worked for the state highway, and a very prominent family. His brother was an Air Force pilot, and he didn't want to bring shame to the family of having a drug charge. So instead, he got to the top of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and jumped.
Yeah. And Mickey, I completely agree with you. Completely agree with you. We'll just give it some time. It's like, when was this? Like last week. So yeah, it's hardcore. Right. Okay. Let's get into this freaking madness, mate. Because exploding what and where and by who and by how? What?
What happened?
Dude. So Izzy, right, is getting blamed by HB for 9 deaths and 2,800 injured as pagers explode.
Holy okay. Hell.
Can we just have a now just put into the back of your mind what it would take for a tiny little explosive to be put into pagers that would then knowingly be put into the hands of HB people? Where do you begin with that? Okay. Where do you begin with that?
That's crazy.
Okay, so let's just do some lazy journalism. Hang on. I can't
believe they still use pagers.
No, listen, just give me a second. Let me just
pagers, what?
Yeah, no, I'm just flicking through this. Okay, just in case. Okay, we've got a little bit of hospital footage, but nothing super mega. Oh wow, they put music. All right. So okay, right, here we go. Okay, so we're going to see one of these detonating, right? So again, viewer discretion advised. No limbs are going to come off or anything like that, just to be clear. But have a look at this. Let it pop. Do you see that?
I mean, that's enough to burn, give you a third degree burn.
Look at this. Look at the hole. Right?
Wow.
Look at all this. Yeah, the music is rad. A synchronized detonation.
That is nuts.
Like, I'm not being funny, right? If Izzy is behind that, that is some James Bond villain level shizness. Okay.
Yeah, because first you've got to access all of those pagers and then get them back to these guys if they're not something that was already previously issued to them.
Plus, you're going to have to get a time machine to go back to 1993 to buy pagers.
It's true.
So maybe what we're looking at here is somebody's infiltrated HB and said, hey, let's all get pagers so that we're under the radar of communications. Maybe, allegedly, I'm making all this up, just to be clear.
Allegedly is the key word. That makes sense, though.
And then they were a mole, and then they've got 9,000 of them made up with tiny, tiny little freaking bombs. And I mean, what?
Little speck of C4.
If this was a movie, type one in the side chat. If you went, if you paid money to go and see a movie and you found out this was the plot when you got there, how many of you would walk out of the movie because you're like, I cannot, but this is too far-fetched to even believe? A synchronized pager bombing? What?
That's mad. That's actually crazy. Oh, that's
a good question, Jane. I have actually got them ready. So I'll speak to Julia and we'll get something sorted out. 100%. 100%. It's so out there. Right, let me just double check. Is there anything else we can show? Everything fine. Oh, that doesn't look good there. Just want to point that out.
What, the tree? Right,
no. Well, don't say what it is, but you can see it on the door.
Oh.
All right.
That's it looked like a tree.
Yeah. No, it was that stuff that you get taken out of you when you go to donate it. So that when people have accidents and they need more of it, you can get it at the hospital.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right. 9 people have died and more than 2,800. Oh, yeah, there was 9,000 pagers. Yeah, injured. Many grievously so in Lebanon as a synchronized detonation of pagers targeting U.S. designated terror group HB.
Iran, those new kids playing with the pagers.
Right? I mean, they probably had to find the only piece of digital tech without a screen big enough for any kid to be interested in. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Iran's state media reported that its ambassador to Lebanon, Mujtaba Amani, we're just going to call him Manny, has also been wounded in the incident because apparently he's got a freaking pager too. The explosion happened around 3:30 local time in Lebanon. Lebanese health minister Firas Abiad confirmed that 9 people were killed and around 2,800 wounded in the incident. The minister, in a televised press conference, has said the blast killed 9 people, including a girl, adding that about 2,800 more were injured and more than 200 of them critically. The injuries were mostly on the face, hands, stomach, he further added. Oh, man! The 10-year-old daughter of HB member was killed. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. In East Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, an independent war monitor has said that 14 people have also been injured in pager blasts in Syria. What? Hezbollah, which is banned both by United States and European Union, is a political and military establishment in Lebanon and is backed by Iran. HB backs these guys, which has been at war with Izzy in the Gaza since October. The sons of HB lawmakers Ali Amar and Hassan Fadala were among the... Okay. So we've got heavy, heavy, heavy casualties here. And when I say heavy casualties, I mean like heavy players.
Well, and I'm guessing, too, the fact that they're using pagers over there makes sense because what's the chance of any phone lines still being up? So they're using pagers to at least get notified, and then they grab a cell phone if there's one available to make the call.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. A pager, you need a phone. What the... were they pagers or were they those weird... Do you know... So when we say pagers, we know what we're talking about. But do you think it was those little text units where you could only text from them?
Right? Oh, yeah. They had two styles of pagers back when we were growing up. You had your basic numeric pager, then you had alphanumeric where you could send messages. Yeah, but
you still had to phone a motherfucker to be like, hey, I've got a message. And then you said it to them, and then they typed it and sent it. That's how my pager worked back in the day.
Yeah, but it was still not a landline. It was a digital line, so they could send it out via signal and satellite and that kind of thing as opposed to a hard
line. No, I get that, but if there's no phone lines for HB to use to make that call, there must be more to it. There must be more to this, right?
That could just be their way of notifying them to go run for head for the hills, or if there's a missile coming, they could be using codes or whatever.
Or maybe it was like a business pager. You know how you can have one internal system that messages out all the pagers,
right?
Maybe it's that. Maybe I'll shut up and we'll stop assuming stuff and I'll carry on reading. While some reports claim that the explosions were called due to overheating,
all at the same time.
Hey Shane, yeah. Listen. 9,000 pagers overheated simultaneously and exploded. Did you hear about that?
No.
How did I? overheating of lithium batteries caused by an electronic signal breach. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we covered this at the start. We looked at how a lithium battery goes off. The one thing it does not do is go pop like that. It goes rapid. It's like a phosphorus scenario.
Right, it burns hot.
Please, please, please. In fact, you know what? We're just going to watch it again, Shane. All right.
Tulsa's fire department shared this home surveillance video. You got to watch.
So if this reacted the same way as the pager, this dog would no longer have a head, right?
Watch of a dog chewing a portable battery that's meant.
Because it took so long for the lithium battery to ignite, right? It takes maybe a few seconds. But the dog is like, does the dog look like it's had a bad time? The dog's like, oh, I'm out of here.
The battery is a lithium ion battery, which, as you can
now see. Now he's like, oh, snap, I got, do you know what I'm saying? The meme, this is, you know, you, now you know you have messed up this guy right here. So we've seen how that reacted. Now we're going to just quickly, just again, welcome to ADHD run podcast. I'm sorry, this is how my brain works. I come back to here.
But once it starts to burn, though, it does ignite pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, but igniting and rapid burning is different from an explosion.
Explosion, right.
So now we're going to watch this.
Instantaneous, so.
Let's watch this again. Did that look like the same thing?
No.
That sounded like an explosion to me.
Right. Like something triggered it to blow, not slow burning.
And then watch one more time how all of this blows out from the side. See that?
Yeah.
That so we had an explosion. We had an explosion, a large force, and then no subsequent burning. Okay? It was just a big bang. I mean, there might have been subsequent burning, like a fizzle. We can't see that. But there's a big difference between the two, right? Can we all, can you put a one in the side chat if you agree with Ron that that what you saw in that market is not what is the same as what happened with these dogs?
I'm just glad the dog didn't die.
Nah, dog. Well, this is the thing. He would have bitten through it and it would have went and started to get hot. And then he would have dropped it and then heard and seen all this and ran away.
Right.
And I've used lithium batteries to start fires when I'm camping for survival to learn. A little old mobile phone battery, get your tinder pile, put it underneath, stab it with your blade and kind of take a few steps back. Whole thing just ignites and you've got your tinder, you've got your start to your fire. Again, kids, don't try that at home, but it's a good survival, survival knowledge. Because come the apocalypse, there's going to be one or two lithium batteries lying around, I'll tell you that.
Survival tips by Ron.
Yeah. Also, if you've got fish and they have an infection, you can buy an antibiotic. I think it's amoxicillin. You can buy that for goldfish from pet shops. That it's the same amoxicillin used for humans. So after all the pharmacies are raided in the apocalypse and no one's, you know, run out of antibiotics, check the pet shops.
And remember, they did the same thing with that medicine that they found for COVID that Trump took initially. That used to be fish medicine first, too.
Okay. All right. Sweet. All right.
I can't remember what it's called.
Some other reports allege that a thin lining of explosive were placed inside the pagers before supplied. Kind of sounds interesting. NDTV cannot independently verify either of these claims at the moment. HB has blamed Izzy for the attack and has claimed that this is the biggest security breach it has faced yet. All the pages exploded nearly at the same time. HB has claimed, saying that it is an Izzy's breach of its communication network. Okay, so it is like a, you know, it will be like a corporate setup pager, effectively. HB strongholds across Lebanon have been hit by Izzy's breach. This is the first such major incident since the group began trading fire with Izzy almost every day in its support for these guys, which is at war with Izzy in Gaza since October 7th. Terror attacks targeting Izzy's nationals. The explosions happened outside Lebanon too, as four people were injured in Syria and at least one pager blew up in a vehicle in Damascus. What is going on? We've got three different locations, four in fact, nine people dead, pagers blown up, dozens of HB members have been wounded in the south and in Beirut's southern suburbs as their pages exploded. A source close to Hezbollah told the news agency requesting anonymity to discuss. Do you know, I wonder if they sent a page out to get everyone to look at the pager first of all, and everyone who was in the shower or had like left their pager off, like, were the ones who survived. That is dark, man. Lebanon's official national agency called it an unprecedented enemy, unprecedented enemy security incident, with handheld pagers detonating at nearly the same time across Lebanon. According to Hezbollah communications, got issues. Izzy is fully responsible for the pager blast, HB said. The statement further read, a girl with her two brothers were killed in the incident while many others were injured. Okay, what is a pager and how does it work? Okay. So we all know what it is, but I just wanted to double check. Pagers are an electronic communications device which are mostly used in the 1990s and 2000s to send a text or alphanumeric messages. Pagers usually beep, vibrate, flash, and short text notifications urging to the update the end user. Pagers is also known as beeper, blah, blah, blah. There are various forms of pagers, one-way pagers, two-way pagers, modern paging, simply monitor transmitters. Two-way pagers, also known as response pagers, typically work with Reflex protocol, which was developed in the mid-90s in Motorola, and Flex provides a one-way communication only for the provider of the pager devices. Okay. So, yeah, like a corporate setup. Fucking hell, man. That is mental. Okay. That is mental. Can anybody just make any of that make sense?
No.
What the hell is hydroxychloroquine?
That was the medicine I was talking to
you about. Wait. Oh, God. Yeah, that's you. I thought that was the boss that had typed that. That was you. That's fine.
No, for some reason, when I type it, it comes up under him, too. I don't know why.
Oh, we've got pictures, Shane. Wait, we've got some pictures here. That looked like a picture of a pager. Why do they do that in the thumbnails? Right, everybody, again, warning. It's just going to be the same bit. Yeah, let's watch. I mean, again, just watch this. Small explosion. Exactly. I'm sorry. Is that a bag of money? I'm sorry. Wait a second. Stand in there. Boom. Blows up. Is that all money under that table? That looks like a big bag of money just blew up. Oh, no one's looking at the right thing. Brilliant.
There we go.
All right, so watch. This is just. I mean, I could be totally wrong.
That's a grocery cart, it looks like.
Yeah, but look under the table.
Oh, no shit, yeah. Oh, sugar, sorry.
Like, there's enough money that is blown around, mate.
Yeah, somebody had a pocket full.
Interesting. I mean, I don't know why it's interesting, but, you know, it's interesting. So I want to see this picture here. I'm clicking on it. And we get nothing. Interesting. Yeah, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be following along with that because that is mad. All right, that is the maddest thing.
That's crazy as all get out.
Yeah. All right, okay, so... Shane,
yes,
we're gonna just have a look at something which freaked me out, right? Do you know about all the armies in the world and about how massive they are?
Not all of them, but I mean, I know enough. Yeah, I mean, what is as far as your general headcount of soldiers or the military equipment they use, just like the money they waste?
If you phoned up. Right. Let's say America, right? Phoned, like, if America wanted to meet on a football field and just go toe to toe with another army, right? There is like two armies that would destroy the American army. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, 1.3 million for America, right? 1.4 million for India, 2 million for China, 2 million.
That's 2 million.
And then you've got Russia. Russia is the same as America, 1.3 million. The UK isn't even on this list. Okay, and I swear to God, I was looking down. I'm like, oh, okay, so when's the UK going to be here? And I'm like, okay, all right, go be the next one, right? Nah, man, nah. We are like way down here. But here's the way I look at it. I'm from Scotland, and in Scotland, we have a place that is called, I can't remember what it's called. We're just going to call it the bunker. And in the bunker is the entire UK, the entire UK Army's supply of nuclear warheads. So technically, we only need one member in the Scottish Armed Forces, right? And that's the guy in the bunker with the nukes, with the button, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Just, when it comes down to it, right, we're good. I would honestly, if I was in charge of Scotland, I would happily retire every person in the armed forces and put all of that money into one. You know, you ever seen that movie Pacific Rim with the massive robots?
Yes.
I would have one of them that just walked around the coast of Scotland with all the nukes hanging off of it, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Any country that wanted to like have some beef, we put their flag and their name on one of the nukes, and we just, you know, we let them know. We let them know. No one's messing with you. No one's messing with the Pacific Rim robot protected Scotland. Not happening. Not happening, mate. Not happening. So I just wanted to keep you all up at night with that, really. Luckily, America, right, probably has more guns than all of these countries' armies combined from a civil level, from just your population. So that is a good thing, at least.
Well, you got to keep in mind, too, you're saying a million. That's only just the Army. That's not including the Marines, the Navy, or the Air Force.
No, I think it's all of it, mate. I think it's all of it.
I'm reading it now, and it breaks it down into uniformed officers, and it breaks it down into naval officers. I mean, it's like 2 or 3 million, I think, all together, combined branches. Because it shows them individual and everything, too. I thought that at one point, too, but it shows active duty.
Well, listen, we'll because when I double-checked the UK, it was all combined. Right. And I was like, pfft. But in saying that, I'm not being funny. There's a reason why we have a small army. All right.
Yeah, true. True.
Because the best in the goddamn world. Right. It's the best in the goddamn world. Okay. Since that one time in the 40s that we had to get some help from overseas, we've not let go of that. Okay. And everything since then, nailed it, mate. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. We haven't. Okay. We bombed a lot of children in Iraq by accident. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there in case anyone else wants more things to worry about at night. So enjoy that little number. And one more thing I want to talk about, which is freaking. Oh wait, there's two.
And look at what you're looking at too, and I'll shut up after that. But that is strictly just active duty. That combined, it's a million. But then you've got your local National Guards and all that, and you're enlisted and all, they don't count any of that. Yeah. That's just your foot soldiers, pretty much.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, so will all of these people have all of that.
True.
Do you see what I mean? So right. It's a typical American argument where you're putting forward the statistic, but really you're shooting yourself in the foot again. Because right. I'm telling you now, China, okay, North Korea, right? I mean, it's just mad. It is madness, mate. Now, listen, I need to stand up for men all around the world. If you're a man, type one in the side chat. And if you're a man who has a female partner, okay, or a male partner, okay, and you have heard of these teddy bear bed sheets, okay, okay, that all the women go like this. They go, oh, they're so soft. Oh my God, it's so soft. It's so boofful. It's just so boofful. It feels so boofful. No, no, right? 1.4 million five-star reviews over the warm feeling cuddle from the teddy bear bed sheets. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now, Shane. Okay, do you see how fluffy this is? You see how fluffy? Okay, do you see it? Let's go in deeper, Shane. All right. This, okay, is the equivalent of a bin liner. Okay, now
I thought it was too, a trash bag.
Yeah, no. This is. It's like, you know, when imagine a fleece, Shane, a fuzzy fleece. Okay, that being your bed sheet, your pillows, everything. Okay, now I remember when I first met Dan, and she had these bed sheets. These do not absorb liquid. Okay. These are non-breathable, fancy plastic bags. All right.
So don't wet the bed.
Listen, Shane. Okay. Sometimes I have the night terrors and I sweat a little bit. Everyone sweats in their sleep. I am putting myself out there. Okay. I'm putting myself out there for people who have had to endure this shit. Okay. This is serious to me. Okay. So there we go. Right. So we're at the beginning of the relationship. So I'm like, oh God, I'm powering through, right. I'm powering through it. Okay. But after, you know, we were in the love zone, I remembered I think I had COVID, right. And I woke up, right, shivering because I was soaking from my own medical sweat, right, shaking with this duvet over me. And I'm like, I sat up and I woke her up and I went, listen, it's the duvet set or it's me, and you need to decide right now, okay? And we had to change the whole bed. And the next day I took a can of Monster and poured it on the bed, and it sat in little pellets of water, right, little pellets of water on the duvet set for the next hour and a half. Okay.
And there we go.
Fantastic if you're trying to emulate a duck's back, okay? But my God, this, don't, if your missus comes home and is like, babe, I've been out and got us a new duvet set. It's so snuggy and cozy, babe. No, burn it. Don't even try it for a night, mate. Dunelm, suck your mum. Okay, because no, this is not something we need for men, women alike to have to endure. Okay, it's a UK story, Em. Don't worry about it. But trust me, Em, you'll have them wherever you are. Wherever you are, there's a Dunelm. Okay,
I can't do that. I'm fat. Can you imagine a fat person in something like that? I would roll over and it would sound like somebody was clapping their hands.
Nah, man. But the problem is, it lures you in because you're sitting in it and you're like, oh, this is nice. This is really nice. Unless you've got raggy toenails, okay? Because it is just a non-stop, like, it looks like little tiny raggy toenail, like toenail hooks that want to get you. That's a whole other story.
Oh, but I shred it.
It lures you in. For like, you're lying there and you're like, oh, this is lovely. Then you fall asleep and your body temperature goes up by half a degree. You have a little sweat and then you wake up as if, do you know when someone wakes up from a trauma nightmare in a movie? And they're covered in sweat and they're like, that's how I would wake up in this duvet set. Okay. So do not, under any circumstances, listen to your missus on that, or your partner, your husband, your pyro fox, whatever lifestyle you live. Okay. Just no, Dunelm. 1.4 million people. No, 1.4 million women. Okay. Because this, I'm telling you now, man. This
ain't only 1,400 youth ball.
Wait, what?
1.4K. That's 1,000.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. Okay,
it's not as bad.
Yeah, not as bad. All right. It's a lot of reviews.
Oh yeah, for a set of sweaty sheets.
So listen, electric blanket. That's fine because you probably have a cotton duvet. Any cotton blanket, you know, so that if you do have a little sweat, it's a bit breathable. This is what, has anyone ever been inside a survival bag, right? Like one of those big orange bags, and tried to camp in it, and you wake up and you're in a body heat turning into water vapor scenario. That is what you are sleeping in. It is not a good thing. Just say no, okay? Someone offers you, you know, methamphetamine? No, thank you. Someone offers you teddy bear bed sheets? No, thank you. Okay, because it's not, we don't need it. Now, the last thing we're talking about today, Shane, we're going to look at something beautiful. You ready for something beautiful?
Oh, you have pictures of Randy.
No, not today. Have I lost the beautiful segment? No, we're going to find the beautiful segment. Come on. Come on, you son of a bitch. I think I might have lost a beautiful segment.
Oh no.
Dunelm. And we laughed about Dunelm. And then this, all this. And then we're in a diddy again. Aw. Hang on. It'll be in here. I'm not giving up on the beautiful segment. Everyone can
do. Do we
wait.
Have to sing with this?
Do we have to sing?
No, it's a beautiful segment. Don't you sing with the beautiful segment?
No, not today. Okay. Sadly, not. Here we go. All right. So we're going to look at some of the beautiful stuff that took place during the supermoon. Supermoon and lunar eclipse delight stargazers. Beautiful. Some, for once, nature isn't scary. Am I right? Am I right?
Unless you've seen my supermoon.
I mean, oh man, how amazing is that picture?
That's right, crazy.
There? How amazing is that?
Is that a jet flying in front of that and a jet stream behind it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. I don't know how they've taken that picture, Shane.
With a camera.
Oh yeah, but why is the moon so big?
It's a supermoon.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's a bit big. That's mad.
Well, they draw in on the picture. I mean, they can tell, I mean, pull it in.
So what I'm saying is, though, the plane should be massive then. If the moon's that size, the plane should be that size.
Depends on how high the plane was.
It's not in the fucking space, mate. This isn't like a live footage from Boeing's first passenger jet to the moon, my G. Okay? And like, just think about it. I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying?
Trying to make you think.
Yeah, don't. I don't need you and my brain ganging up on me. All right. Do you know what I'm saying? It's pissing That's itself cool. now. But I mean, look at all this. Look at that. How pretty is that? Also, as well, first time anyone has ever said how pretty is that and referring to Western Supermare. So congratulations, Western Supermare. Your day has come.
Once in a lifetime, dude.
Once in a lifetime, my geez. I'm just saying. Oh my God.
That's
yeah, I'll tell you something, right? If that was 5,000 years ago, Shane, and you and me were in a tribe in the, what was the name of the people with the big dial? The Amazon, not the Amazons.
Oh, the
Aztec. If we were back in the Aztec days and we woke up to that shit, half our village is getting sacrificed that day. Half the village up on top of those big pyramids is getting lopped. I am telling you now.
Every goat and children under five are dying that day.
Every single goat and child under the age of five, gone. Gone to the sun god. I'm just telling you, man. Could you imagine, like, just imagine the maths on people's lives that have been ended over time due to unknown weather phenomenon throughout pre-science era.
Bohemian Grove wouldn't have shit on us.
Oh, do you know what? How gutted would you be? You've waited your whole life for this photograph and it just so happens they're doing construction work that week.
Oh, man.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I would be all right for getting that photoshopped out, but I mean, I'm just saying this is a wasted opportunity.
Right.
This is like a phone camera. Somebody missed the opportunity to get this in a high res because that is a banger picture. That is Star Wars, mate. That is Luke's
home. You're talking about talking about construction. Isn't that a crane to the left of that picture?
That's what I'm saying. That's the construction, Jay.
Okay, I didn't see it the first time. I just saw the crane. I'm like, oh, that's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. So I just want to say the next picture is what you would send to me if I told you to go and take pictures of you taking pictures of the moon for a YouTube video. So first of all, this is definitely another planet. Here is Shane. I'd be like, no, Shane, not pictures of you taking pictures of the moon, Shane. Pictures of the moon. Oh, that's another banger, too. That's
yeah, the windmill. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is so cool. Piss off. Silhouette.
Drinking silhouette by the light of the moon.
To send in the submarine. If that's real, okay, if that is a real photograph and that is how big people can see the moon, right, I'm disappointed in myself. I want that photograph.
Have you never seen the moon that big before?
Well, not out there. I've seen pictures, obviously, but that's
ridiculous. God, dude. I've seen a bunch. I mean, anytime they have supermoons, I can go outside, not where I'm at now, but at home, and it's humongous compared to what it is on a normal night. I mean, say if it's the size of a quarter on a normal night, it's the size of a grapefruit when it's a supermoon for here.
Yeah, you're looking up in the sky. Recharge your crystals in the moonlight too, people. Recharge I'm being serious. Moon rises beyond Galatasaray and Istanbul. I mean, how freaking cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. But the birds are freaking out. They're like, no!
Also, take note, America, okay? Made of stone, okay? I'm just saying. Hurricanes and shit, like, stop building stuff out of plywood, all right? Just stop it. See, there you go, Shane. Look how tiny the plane is there. See that?
Oh, yeah.
Am I tripping balls? That is wild. That is an orange in the sky, mate. That is like, we have been wrong. We now worship the orange. The orange god is our god. You need to get outside more, Ron. Listen, Ron does go outside. It's just there's not a supermoon every day.
We are the vitamin C.
Listen, Ron does go outside, right? I promise.
You only go outside to walk with Thor. That's it.
Nah. I need to go shops.
Oh, in the shops, in the flower shop, yes. And to go and have baby reveals. Baby reveals are good.
Everything else is delivered now. It's 2024, mate.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy. So listen. Let me know what you guys think in the chat, in the comments, whether you're watching this back or watching it live. We've got our next show. I think it's 7:30 tonight with the wonderful Luke from Break the Ice for our episode 3 and the Moore's murder story. Then we've got the wonderful Mr. John Wedger tonight. We're going to be doing the McCann theories, but instead we're doing a big crime theory special. It's an Ask Us Anything Q&A mega show. Come and watch that tonight, I believe, at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a long day. Triple shows tonight. Sean is back as well, KTB, FFFH. He'll be back. I'm pretty sure has he got shows tonight? I'm pretty sure there's a podcast after Wedger tonight, actually. Hang on a second. Let me do my job properly.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, so we have got...
Back in between your shows.
We've got something. I've just done so many thumbnails. I can't remember what the hell it is.
The one you did for me is for next week. That's for Dimitri.
Let me double check, because I always sound like an idiot when I feel like I don't know what's coming up on the channel. Hang on a second.
Yeah, because he sent me two, and I got to do one for next week. So.
So we've got live Q&A 7 and then 9. And then is it Oscar? I think it might be Oscar. Oscar. Yeah, I think it's the one about the violent prison gangs and the guy telling the stories all about it. It's freaking awesome. If it's that one, you'll be in for it. Yeah, John's definitely here tonight, mate. Definitely here tonight. So
yeah, he's funny, dude. He's a workaholic. He was talking about getting one more person. I said, well, we had two last night. He said there's 24 hours in a day.
So, oh yeah, welcome to the Atwood grind, my G's. Welcome to the Atwood grind. Listen, you got to respect it.
He does let me sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning, though. I get messages about four, like when you would do it. I'm like, y'all are crazy.
Yeah, it's if Sean, like, there's time when people are like, oh, you've been here all week. Where's Sean? Sean, there's some weeks where that guy is in like three schools, then he's away doing two presentations somewhere, then he's doing three podcasts in a studio, then he's doing two podcasts that is pre-recorded over Zoom, then he's doing a live stream. The guy is a machine, okay? A machine.
What's even more fun is how he's teaching me how to use YouTube Studio. That's even better hearing two of us go back and forth with that.
So what was the other thing? Yeah, like as soon as that Trump announcement happened for the second assassination, I never even asked Sean if we were doing a live. I was like, babe, see you in half an hour.
Yeah, all I get the message is I'm going live. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's my guy. And luckily, though, thankfully, we're seeing him a lot more on lives. And that's what we need. That's what we need. So, yeah. Anyway, listen.
I put in a call to the sheriff's department this morning for the sheriff that arrested the alleged shooter. So hopefully I'll get a call back from him and maybe we'll get him on if I can get his attention.
Sean, this is the thing. Sean doesn't have Red Bull or coffee or any stimulants at all. Like, if he was to eat a bag of Haribo, he would be off his tits. Okay. Yeah, right. I would love, you know, I often say how much I would love to have a dinner party with Sean Atwood at the peak of the ecstasy and Sean Atwood now, right?
Oh, God.
Because it would just be so funny, especially if you understand how you can, in your own mind, accidentally become the biggest ecstasy supplier by accident. If you don't understand how, you just want to cater to your friends. And when you started, you had 10 friends, but now you've got 250,000 friends and, you know, you just need more to go around.
Well, it's funny that every picture you see of him back in those days, he's the only person I know that can take a stationary picture and look like he was going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, listen, you saying granola guru, that, you know, I've been trying to come up with interesting merch things for Sean. I was trying to get egg cups where Sean's face from the eyebrows down was printed on the egg cup. And when you put a boiled egg in it, it would make the rest of the Sean Atwood head, right? There's a good chance there's going to be a limited run of those around Christmas time.
You got to put that on a t-shirt.
It's too good. It's too good. We all love Sean. We all want more Sean, but the man has an empire to run, and I'm just doing my part to make sure you guys have got something.
Wild Aussie woman says Ron is hot and Sean is awesome. I get nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Shane. You're not up there yet, my G. You know what I'm saying? You're not there yet.
I'm just the fill-in guy, the coffee guy.
I'm not being funny. Every piece of merch that I say, hey, should we do a new hoodie? Sean's like, yeah, do some psychedelic design. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you should see some of the things that I have got designed for, like, all over hoodies. It's like psychedelic flowers all in neon colors and all this stuff. And I'm just like, you know, your audience isn't ready for this, right?
I can only imagine going back in his memories.
It's like, you just want a mug. People just want a mug, mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supporting you. Got a mug. Nah. Psychedelic all over print hoodies, man. Especially if he's just come back from one of his, like, silent disco yoga raves.
With goats.
No. Just let that sink in. Silent disco yoga rave. Okay? Right? If he's been to one of them, he comes back and he's like, mate, you know what we need? We need like a t-shirt that's tie-dye with just like my head liquefying into the psychedelic world. And I'm like,
nice.
He's a legend. That's why if you've never seen Breakfast with the Atwoods, you need, if your whole Sean Atwood experience, right, is the professional podcasting Sean, you need to see Sean in the wild. Sean. Like, you know, when you see a nature documentary and it's like, now we see the gazelle risen in the morning from its slumber as it graciously moves to satisfy its hunger. And there's sitting eating like grass in there. There's Sean Atwood eating raw, like a bag of rocket with his hand every morning with a bit of cheese on
toast. Watching Ziggy in the wild.
It is so fascinating to see somebody that, you know, we all see in such a professional setting and in dark settings and all of this in his natural environment. And I cannot get enough of it. Like, you need to go and watch some of it. It's amazing. And Ziggy, man, he has just grown up into a little curly haired superstar looking little guy, man. He is adorable. So big shout out to Jen, big shout out to Sean, big shout out to Ziggs and the grandparents. Okay. And the grandparents. Love you guys. See you later. And subscribe and shit. Like, don't be coming here and watching anything if you're not subscribed. I've had enough of that crap. So subscribe or just, you know, still come and watch. I love you. Bye.
Everyone enjoy the day. Have a great day.
Oh, no, I've got that bug again where when I click. What?